Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Just one second.
Okay.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks, where women share their dreams, struggles, and successes. How they were able to persevere despite the fear and create the life they want and deserve. If you're looking for inspiration to move you past where you normally would stop, then this is the show for you. Here's your host, Melissa Banks.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. I'm excited you could be with us today. I'm your host, Melissa Banks. Today, we have another amazing woman to share her journey with us and how she was able to just keep going despite the circumstances. Today, our guest is best-selling author Tracy O'Neill Ford. Hello, Tracy. Thank you for being here today.
Hi, Melissa. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited to speak with you, Tracy, and I was excited to find your book, K3. Congratulations on your amazing book. But tell us a little bit, Tracy, about if you always known that you wanted to be a writer. How did that all start?
Grade school. I've always loved to read, so I've always loved to write, and I always entered competitions in school, and I was always winning them. Writing is fun. It's good to tell a story that's descriptive. I like stories that, if I can picture what's happening in my mind, that makes it a good story for me, so that's what I try to do in my writing.
Oh, wonderful. You know, a lot of people I speak with, the writing came later. So you always have known that that's what you wanted to do. So I was looking at your bio a little bit, and it's, you spent some time in the Army, I mean, at 17 years old. That is amazing. And you served 8 years. Tell us how your journey and all of that has prepared you to be where you are today.
It definitely taught me some discipline. You need discipline if you want to write. You've got to make sure you take the time, designate the time, the hours, the minutes to sit down and write that story. And it also opened me up to all kinds of different people. I grew up in a small town in upstate New York, and you know, I've never seen a black person or a Hispanic person. Well, no, I'm sorry. I took Spanish in high school, and I spent a month in Spain. So I knew Hispanics. I could speak Spanish. But meeting black people and Asian people for the first time, because I was in Korea, it was eye-opening, and it was fascinating to learn about different cultures and appreciate different people for who and what they are.
And then, you know, also, you know, I think that being a writer, and being a writer for me is new for me. It came to me just in the last couple of years. I never thought that I would actually be an author. So that was something that God had dreamed for me that I hadn't dreamed for myself. But when I hear you talk about your experiences and how it prepared you to be able to tell your story, be able to expose you to different types of people and circumstances, situations, but also how it you were able to be determined enough to concentrate and be able to envision the story. So I think that's absolutely amazing. Now, let's talk more about K3, which I'm just in awe about this book. What was the inspiration behind K3?
I started writing K3 in 1998, and I had little children at the time, and history repeats itself. Back then, there was a lot of racial tension, a lot of race crimes. They had the Los Angeles riots, Rodney King, all things like that. And I just worried about how my children were going to grow up and what their future would be like with all this racial tension happening. Would they be safe? And so I just started writing about it, and then came the scenario of, well, what if no one race knew about the other? And so then the story evolved into this dystopian future of where no one race knows about the other's existence, And so some people find out by accident, and they work very hard to make the world right again. But doing all the research for K-3, you know, reading about these race crimes and you know, integrating the Million Man March, and many, it was hard. People do horrific things. But I had to put it in there because that allowed the dystopian future to be believable. And because it's based on actual things, it is a believable story, which makes it kind of scary.
Well, I'm glad that you saw that and then was able to put it into a book that we can understand. So it's quite an amazing part of your journey, and to care enough to want to do that. So that makes it even more special. But I want to switch a little bit, Tracy, and talk a little bit more about your journey as an author. Have you faced some challenges in your journey as an author, as you were building your, not just writing your book, but just building your career as an author? Have you faced some challenges there that you have had to overcome?
Yes. My first husband was a terrible man who never gave me any support, always told me I'll never write a book and no one will ever want to read it, told me why bother. And here I was writing and winning contests, and here I've written this book that so many people have read and have enjoyed. So without his support, I backed away from the book for a while. And then years later, unfortunately, I was the victim of a violent crime, and I stopped writing again. And so finally, I finished writing K-3 in 2018. So that's a very long time from beginning to end, 1998 to 2018, but I stuck with it. I just kept going back to it and rereading it and looking at changes I wanted to make and adding characters. And I think it's evolved into a very good book. That's my opinion. I hope everybody thinks that too.
Absolutely. You know, Tracy, the things that you just talked about briefly, it's what this show is all about, because there were many things in that. Your husband was not supportive. He was not a nice person. He didn't believe in you, and he spoke that into your spirit. So you could have received that talk and, you know, and started thinking, you know what, he's right. What makes me think I could write a book? What makes me think that people will want to hear what I have to say? And I speak from experience on that, from my own journey. But what the amazing thing is, and what this show is really about, is none of that actually stopped you from making your dream happen. Even the violent crime experience that you had, even the long time, you know, so often we start thinking, oh, it's taking too long, it's not supposed to happen, and we give up because of the length of time it takes. But I'm just so impressed and celebrate you that you didn't let all those things stop you. You even didn't let the time it took to put it together stop you. Now you have this amazing book out that's going to help so many people. So thank you so much for not giving up on you and your dream.
Thank you.
Okay, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks, and today our guest is best-selling author Tracy O'Neill Horton. Now, Tracy, I wanted to talk with you a little bit about what happens. You know, we as entrepreneurs, whether it's an author or whatever your industry is, we wear a lot of hats in our life. We're supporters to other people. We have children and their best interests. We wear a lot of jobs. Some of us have jobs as well as our entrepreneurship. And sometimes things can get overwhelming, or you just need a moment to feed into yourself for inspiration and encouragement. So share with us what you do to just inspire and encourage yourself. Where do you go? What do you do to refill your cup?
I get out of the house and I walk. And I walk for miles. And when I'm walking, I go through things in my head. I talk to God. I look for guidance. And some people maybe aren't very spiritual and think, pshaw. But so many times that I've spoken to God and just felt so more at ease. because I know he's listening. I know he hears me, and he's helped me get through so many troubles and turmoil with my life, you know, with an ex-husband and, you know, things with children and, you know, just life in general. Whenever I need a break, that's what I do.
I absolutely understand that. And sometimes, Tracy, for myself, when I make that moment to pause, whatever that is for you, it's walking. For another listener, it may be just sitting and having a cup of coffee. But when you get quiet and listen to God, even in those moments of chaos, even in those moments that a lot of stuff is happening, it calms you and you're able to hear him when he speaks to you. That's what it does for me, and I definitely agree with you on that. Now, I heard you talk about wellness of mind and money. Share with us, what does that mean for you?
Wellness of mind and money?
Mm-hmm.
Well, going back to my ex-husband, he decided he wasn't going to work. So I had to take on the burden of trying to pay a mortgage and pay for the car and keep the kids fed. And I had no wellness of mind and money, and that's one of the times that I stopped writing. It's just so hard. Struggle is hard, but struggle does make you stronger. I've got a new husband who is very supportive, and I'm no longer worrying about money struggles. I'm still working. I work two jobs, and I'm taking care of my own finances. I think a lot of people say money's not everything, but it certainly is if you want to live and have a roof over your head. I'm much happier. My wellness of mind, because I've been able to overcome and survive, everything's much better for me right now. I'm a much happier person.
That's wonderful. I just feel like you made a statement just then that you said struggle is hard. And I absolutely agree with that. I think that's why it's so important to have shows like this where people like yourself and others come on and share with us that everybody, it may look easy on the surface, but there are things happening on that journey that will get you to where you want to be if you just don't give up on it, if you just don't lean into the struggle, but lean into ways to balance the struggle, lean into ways, and that can mean different things for different people, but also lean into ways to overcome the struggles to keep you going to where you want to be. And even if that means stopping for a moment, you mentioned that you stopped for a moment. You couldn't write during that time because there was too much happening and you just simply couldn't write, but then you went back to that dream and was able to finish that book. So that's amazing to me. One question I had with you about the book, Tracy, was the cover. Now, when I first saw the cover, I just looked at it just casually, I think. And then I went back to it, and then I began to see things that I didn't see the first time. I didn't realize it was a cross. I didn't realize that there were other things in there. Share with us the inspiration and the power behind that powerful cover.
Well, the burning cross is the symbol of the Ku Klux Klan, and that's why the book is called K3, because the Klan in K3, they infiltrate the military and the government up to the presidency, and they ultimately divide the United States into racial provinces. But then in the future, there's an American Indian on the cover. He is one of the characters. His name is River. And the girl in the picture is Michaela. She is the young girl from upstate New York that River meets by accident. And he takes her on a journey where she meets different races for the first time. He has saved several people from the hands of the bad guys in the story, and he's brought them all to one, like, sanctuary place. And he takes Michaela there, and Michaela has her dog, Bo, and River has his wolf, Waya. They are also on the cover of the book. very, very important characters in the second part of the book. And so I blended the first part and the second part of the book together with the Burning Cross and with those characters. And it's a very powerful cover, I think. What do you think?
Absolutely, it's a powerful cover. That's why when I went back to it, I thought, wow, because at first glance, I took it lightly, I think, and just kind of glanced at, oh, that's interesting. But then when I went back to it, then I saw the Burning Cross, then I saw the girl, and I was like, how did I miss this initially? It is definitely a very powerful cover. So, Tracy, I'd like to ask all of my guests this question. I want to ask it to you is, you know, we have our audience of women and others who are listening for inspiration and encouragement on their own journeys. What advice would you give to someone who is listening that they have a desire to write, but they just haven't been able to start?
Sit down with pen and paper and get your ideas down. Ideas turn into stories, and don't let anyone hinder you. If they tell you you can't do it, it's their problem. Don't make it yours. Just strive on and do it.
Just do it. That is so powerful. And ideas turn into stories. I love that.
Yeah, they do.
This has been just an amazing conversation. Thank you so much for joining us. Please let our audience know how they can stay connected to you.
Oh, they can find me on Facebook, Tracy O'Neill Horton. I'm also on Instagram. If they want to text, they can text to 703-965-2368. And they can send me a text and ask for an autographed book, and I'll send it to them.
Wonderful. Tracy, thank you again for this amazing conversation. We got to know you so much better in this conversation, and I know this episode will inspire everyone who listens. So thank you again for being here today.
Oh, thank you. I truly appreciate it. Thank you very much, Melissa.
And my pleasure. And thank you to our audience for tuning in to today's edition of Dream by Design. I'm your host, Melissa Banks, saying all your dreams are possible. Believe in yourself, work hard, and don't quit. Until next time, thank you for choosing Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Enjoy your day.